my good friend Johnny.
How are you?
All right. So today I am boy. Of course, I am Boy Moose or Bear with Chat U Sports, and today I have our good friend Johnny. I would like to thank him for coming on.
Not a problem.
Now let's start with a big topic at the hand. And what I will be saying is from the Rainbow Six Siege Xbox Discord. Wrecked Akamini, I don't know how to say that, has been proven guilty of pulling IPs and hidden servers during the Vivid Invitational. He is permabanned. The players who have been hit off are currently attempting to take legal action. Pulling personal IP information from IPs is illegal, and I don't deal with that in this league. I am expecting a meeting with Synergy ownership to discuss the issue further. And then here was another update, and this was an update for that. I was under impression it was a league game. So what are you, do you want to give us a little bit more of information on what's going on, or you, if you don't mind, of course.
Yeah. It's, at this point, it's pretty open to talk about. The original message, I forget the exact phrasing of it, but it was something along the lines of, Synergy has incurred a loss for this offense. At that point, all the information I had was that it was a league game. No one had specified, and it was two teams in the league who were playing. So I had just assumed, hey, they were doing a league game. I don't care if it's a match or a scrim. We don't deal with IP polling because, of course, IPs, as is known, is public information. Anyone has access to see them. However, manipulating them by overflowing that IP server with information, which is fancy talk for DDoSing someone, is illegal because it's intrusive on someone else's privacy. Pulling the personal information, namely, specifically, I should say, the address of someone, because the IP address is tied to the street address, that is also illegal. It's very common to do. We have photographic evidence of it happening because this wrecked economy. I think he was going for an Asanami like spinoff name. He of course was an idiot and took a picture of everyone from Set to Wombo's street address, or for the IPs that he had, he took a picture of their street addresses and sent it to them. Because he's a moron. So it was Legally Blonde was the man who was hit off, and he just screenshotted the Instagram message and sent it to me, and like, hey, this guy has my street address and my IP address. That's, what should I do about this? So yes, after learning that it was in the Vivid Invitational and not a league game, Synergy will not be punished for it. That wrecked guy was a sub that they had picked up for the Invitational, and to my knowledge, they were thinking about maybe picking up as a sub for further league games. So just to make sure that he doesn't come back, I've permabanned him. I'm going to hold on that just in case he was going to join Synergy. So I've had the talk with the Synergy ownership. We just walked through the situation again, made sure we had everything covered, everything tight. Again, Synergy's ownership is very, very good, very quick responses, and I had a good talk with them, so we were able to sort things out appropriately.
That's actually really good. As everything that's been happening recently, I feel like this with everything going well, I feel like that can help out you as just making it a lot better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like there's always going to be something wrong because nothing is ever perfect. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be some sort of issue in the league. And so, again, that's me and Ronan's job and Jack from PLM, his job to make sure that this all runs smoothly. And so we're doing our very best. We have our rule books established in the Discord channel. We point people to those if they question our rulings. We're like, hey, this is what almost every single team owner has agreed to. This is what every team owner agrees to when they join the league, whether they know that the rule books exist or not, which we make sure to tell every owner who joins the league, hey, our rule books are in this channel, in the Discord. Make sure you read them.
I always thought about getting Jack from PLM to come on here and see what he would think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's. I know that he's a very, very busy guy.
Definitely, with his large following.
Yeah, but he, I'm sure he'd love to hop on at some point. That would it's actually a good idea. I'll talk to him about that. But yeah, we currently just have a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on.
I bet you guys do, because with Jack from PLM, your brains with this. I admire you. I wish I could run my own Rainbow Six Siege League, but I am utter complete shit at the game. Like, if you would play with me, there would be one game where I can pull off 5 kills with just Maestro and Jackal. But then it'd just be like the next 5 games, I'll be trash.
Yeah, I'm all right at it. I won't claim to be great at the game either. I generally hang out in the plat 3 range. I'm just better at I'm better with the game knowledge, and so that helps me with casting, and I'm better with the management knowledge and the leadership knowledge to be able to kind of run the league. And me and Jack, we both have the drive, and Ronan as well. We all three have the drive to hopefully make this a full-time job for a lot of people at some point.
And hey, if it goes well for you guys as a full-time job, I might have a full-time job right here with the Chai Esports, man.
Yeah, you guys have been absolutely terrific. Just kind of as like our main media source. It's been great having you guys, just interacting with the players, just kind of bringing them to the fans so that they're not kind of off outstanding in the distance, doing their own thing. It's really good. This league is largely focused on the community, and that's the biggest thing that we'll push, is that, especially as the PLM Arena, is that we are a community league. We showcase the top talent from the community, of course, but we are still a community league. We include everyone with a large variety of tournaments. I couldn't even tell you how many DMs I have on Instagram right now that are just, how do I join a tournament? How do I join the league? And so we've got information on all that coming out on the Instagram page either tomorrow or late tonight. We're just still trying to get the format for running the tournaments smoothed out.
So how far is the PS4 league going?
Right now we're not really focusing a whole lot of attention on it. All the PS4 teams who have wanted to join, I'm like, we will have a league next season. We have plenty of teams, plenty of quality teams who want to join. We do have admins as well to help us run that league. So we kind of have everything. We have all the people for it. We just don't have any of the structure yet. We want to get the full Xbox structure 100% down. So while merging with Pro League material, that means getting the website down, getting all of these streams perfect every single time, making sure we have all of our communication services completely accessible and easy to use, whether we use Discord, Instagram, whatever, Twitter. We just want to have the Xbox side of things down before we try and transfer it onto PS4. Because right now, of course, our largest following is going to be Xbox NA. And so we want to make sure that we know that we may lose a team or two while we're trying out new formats if teams don't like new formats. But that's really their loss, because once we get this format figured out, we're going to just spread the love to everywhere else. We're working on an Australian league right now. We're thinking about Xbox EU. We're definitely moving to PS4. I've gotten DMs about Latin America. I've gotten DMs about APAC regions.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're going to go big on this.
I can tell, because like Honestly, I'd be definitely be a huge part of the PS4, as I am a huge PS4 player. It's just like I can't believe, as when I heard you guys were merging with PLM, or yeah, I was like, dude, this thing's freaking wrapped.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, it's gone. It's like with that huge following, it feels like it just feels like that is it can help you guys a lot more. And I definitely see I definitely see some sponsors coming through.
Yeah, we're talking to a couple esports organizations as well. Trying to get things figured out there. I'm not gonna disclose everything, of course, but we have a lot of stuff in store. As far and of course with the sponsorships, with the of course both channels, the current channel that we have now, the R6 Pro League console and the Pro League Material channel, those are both affiliated on Twitch now, so we can have subs, which is extra revenue, which goes directly into the prize pool. That's more money for the players. That's money to help pay our excellent casters, Zimir, Cinevere, of course, Chat Esports own Dan, all those excellent guys, to help pay graphic designers. I know Thrave has been excellent with creating the YouTube thumbnails, helping teams edit logos, tons of stuff like that. Ronan, as an admin, has been absolutely a lifesaver.
I definitely can see that.
Running our Discord really perfectly. Yeah.
And help, sorry if I cut you off.
All good. And just like helping me organize everything. So we, of course, the end goal is to make this a full-time job for those that want to be involved and those who we can use somewhere. And that's really just where the Pro League Material merger was absolutely terrific, because I had the drive for it, but I didn't know if I had the stamina at that point. And then when we got that huge, huge community of Jax, that's like, that just gave me that extra boost of like, okay, we're about to have 181,000 incoming.
We'll give this a shot. Yeah, I was like, oh, dude. Like I said, it's a wrap with this. As what I mean by that is, this thing's going to be popular already, as you guys have a huge following on that. And you guys are going to have, you guys are most likely, you're definitely going to have sponsors coming up. You guys are going to have a whole bunch more teams coming in. Honestly, I feel like this is going to actually compete with, like, ESL a little bit. But that is definitely down the line.
Yeah, competing with ESL on a large scale is definitely the end goal. Because right now, ESL, it gets boring because it's the same, especially for console. It gets very boring because it's the same thing every week, and you can never get higher than a Go4 champion. Or, of course, most of the teams in the league haven't been Go4 champions time and time and time again. And that's kind of what they're working towards now. But even then, just playing in the same Go4 every single week and only for our 6 credits, that's what just drives people insane. And what it's like, why would I do this? I'll switch to PC where there's infinite more opportunity for growth, because starting on PC is kind of like a refresh. Of course, you know all the controls, but you don't know what all the keyboards buttons do. You don't know the best key bindings for you. It's hard to adjust to the mouse for a lot of people, and so it's a new challenge, but it's growth, and it's a lot of exponential growth, especially transferring a ton of game knowledge from console to PC, just learning a new control set, learning new play styles, and then obviously the opportunity for advancement all the way up the ranks. And there's not only that, but there are tons and tons of PC leagues and tournament organizers. There's so much attention paid to even those who don't want to participate in the PC Go4s or who can't quite get to the Challenger League. There's so much in place for them. And there's really only a couple console leagues. And I feel like we're definitely far, far and away on the forefront of that as far as console goes. And I can't wait to talk to these other leagues and be like, hey, we can all just combine. Just be, of course, if and when we combine with these leagues, they're going to bring in some teams. Thus, we're going to need more admins. Well, hey, you've run a league before. You know how to be a league admin. Why don't you help us out and just keep on expanding?
Yeah, definitely. Console is very underrated for esports.
Yes. The only notable console esport that I know of is Call of Duty. And that's just because it's been around since the Xbox 360 existed. Really, I think since like the original Xbox existed, maybe it was a while ago.
Yeah. I think it was started with Halo, I think. Right. And then it went to,
yeah,
Call of Duty. Yeah.
So, and I mean, Halo stuff is still pretty, pretty big, on console, but it's nowhere near the height of Call of Duty, and it's not really close to, where it was previously.
Yeah, and Call of Duty is not that good, and like I think it's dying out a little bit for esports.
Yeah, and that's kind of where Rainbow Six is moving to the forefront. Not really just on console, but on PC too. If you guys haven't checked, 2 months ago, Rainbow Six was like the seventh or eighth game on the ESL playlist. It has been on the top game on the ESL playlist for the past like month and a half. Like the top game, the game that people go to be, where people go to be competitive, because it is such a competitive, such an enthralling game. Mm-hmm. And that's what everyone in the player base loves about it. I mean, you hate it and you love it,
right? I'm with it.
yeah. But it's just kind of that back and forth that keeps people enticed, because it's, oh, I haven't been doing so great recently, but I guess I'll play one ranked game, and then you go off. And it's like you drop a 10-1-2, you win a 4-0, and you're like, okay, this is fun again. This is awesome. I'm still continually growing. Yeah, and not only just the competitive base, but the casual base as well, the people who just goof off and casual with their friends. It's still a fun game for that. And that's where I give credit to Ubisoft. Of course, they haven't done a terrific job handling the toxicity. That is an extremely hard issue to tackle. But they haven't done the best job tackling that. I think once they tackle toxicity in casual, that will give this game just another popularity spike. Especially for the casual base, and for that, for the mid-gold to mid-plat base as well, as far as competitive goes, that will give them another huge spike.
Definitely, yeah.
Because once you eliminate the toxicity there, that's when people are like, okay, well, we'll just play this competitively. it's like, less toxic, that's more incentive to play the game more.
Because if you think about this, I'm more of a casual player, as I wouldn't have a... I can't solo queue in Rainbow Six. There's no way. If you solo queue on Rainbow Six, you have to be good.
It's the best way to improve your game, honestly.
Yeah, but as I was gonna say, with console esports, it's very underrated, and it's just like there are games that with her console that should be brought up and actually praised more. I am a huge Overwatch fan, and mm-hmm. I've been playing on there for a while. I'm actually on a team, and I led one, but right now the team is not doing well. Right now, my team, we are very awesome. We love each other. This is like the one team I would love to stay on, because we all joke around, we all know when it's time to get serious, and we all know when to play. This, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, follow Overwatch PS4 League, all right? Overwatch Esports PS4. That is probably one of the best ones you'll ever find for esports. But hey, that's biased to me.
Yeah, and console doesn't get enough credit because it doesn't look as skilled. And mainly because, I would say the main reason is because we're using a joysticks instead of a mouse and keyboard. Mm-hmm. Obviously a mouse and keyboard, once you get good at it, it's super, super easy to flick onto someone's head to kind of QE crouch spam. as you do in Rainbow. Of course, movement is easier in Overwatch with just the WASD because of just the way their movement system is.
Even with PC, yeah, you can pull off amazing flicks, amazing plays. But then again, with console, you can actually do a whole lot that some PC players couldn't really do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely takes more skill to play at a professional level on a controller than it does a mouse and keyboard. Because a mouse and keyboard, it's easier than a controller to master to perfection. Because with a controller, you're using two thumbs as well as trying to use all your other fingers to manipulate the buttons. And the way the button maps work on Xbox, and I'm pretty sure PS4 as well, sometimes you can't use your thumbs, and you have to use you can't use your thumbs for aiming or looking around. You have to use it for
looking other things. Stuff like that.
And so that's where it just is a harder feat to master the controller, and that's where I feel like controllers should have a bigger spot in esports because, in my opinion, it is more impressive. Like I've put about 60 hours into Siege on PC. Jesus. And if I put I'm miles ahead of where I was when I put 60 hours into Siege on console. My aim is like I've never played a PC game before this other than like Minecraft. You know, when I was in middle school. The Minecraft to Rainbow Six, those skills don't really translate. But my aim on PC is miles. Like the reason that people are good on PC is not because they have better aim. It is because they have better strategies and they are better players. The reason that people are better on console, it can also be for their better strategies. They have better players, but it's also they have damn good aim. You have to have both of those factors on console, whereas within the first 100 hours on PC, you don't really have to worry about your aim or your movement or your key bindings anymore. It's all 100% natural and super smooth and easy. That's when you have to start worrying about your game sense and all that.
Yeah. For me, I've played a couple of PC games and I'm okay with them. I'm like, all right, this is fun. But like, I find it a lot easier to aim in a console and like to control recoil. Like for Maestro, as soon as you start shooting, you're like, okay, well, I gotta start doing this. I gotta aim down. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of skill. Like, but with PC, you just have to be like, okay, well, start shooting, control, and then just like put your mouse thumbs down somewhere.
Yeah, drag down on the mouse a little bit. Whereas a controller, you have to memorize the recoil pattern, exactly what kind of movements you have to make with your thumb to compensate for the recoil. Whereas on mouse and keyboard, it's mouse one, drag down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, my aim is perfect now. And another thing that I do not like about the way that Rainbow Six is okay, so I've played PC and console on the same exact screen. Same exact aspect ratio, same exact frame rate.
Mm-hmm.
Hipfire, way better on PC than it is on console. Especially with the leaning without ADSing.
Oh, dear.
Recoil, without touching anything, way better on PC than it is on console. That's recoil, that's hitting mouse one and not touching anything else in your mouse. That's hitting right trigger and not touching your right joystick. It's way, way easier on PC. And that's not just for like the Cade shotgun example that we all saw with Macy J. That is for every single gun. Every single one.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't really, and that's why I really don't like PC as you don't, it takes more than, it's just more than, all right, mouse one, drag. Like you said. And I'm just and then with console, it's just more skill, and it takes a lot more practice. And that's where I love console because, like, if you want to get good at something, practice.
Yeah.
I was never good at Call of Duty when I first started playing out. And that was like fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm in 11th right now. I was horrible from that time. But then I started playing more and more and more. I started saying, like, oh, hey, I'm actually getting good. And then when Black Ops 3 came around, I just started demolishing at it. And I'm like, what happened to me?
Yeah. And that happens really in every game. Like, as you put more time into it, you are going to get better. One thing I would recommend, not a sponsor, I wish they were, you're listening, call me. the eAthlete YouTube page, that is, like, I recommend that to anyone who asks me, like, hey, how should we practice to get better to play in the league? I've had a couple teams ask me that, or individual players. Like, I'll tell that to my brother. He plays Fortnite, so he's trash, but it works in every game. The eAthlete videos are absolutely terrific. It's, you can train your mindset. When you're playing a game, you can build a practice schedule for yourself. They show you, kind of walk you through that process. They've got tons of other videos, like how to improve game sets, how to do all this. I've watched all of their videos, and like, that's really what got me over the hump from, okay, I'm a gold one, gold two, to, okay, I'm a solid plat three every season now. I can hit plat two solo queuing a couple times. It's like that really helped me get over the hump. And that's like, whenever I see an esports team struggling, I'm like, hey, if you guys are struggling with this stuff, you should check out this video. Because those guys are great over there. And that's the continued improvement. And that's why people kind of get bored with consoles, because they don't see the continued improvement. They've kind of hit their skill cap, and they're like, well, this is boring now. I can't do anything else. I'm constantly stuck at this level. And that's why people kind of move to PC, and that's why people get bored with the Go 4s. They're constantly stuck playing the same Go 4 every single week. But I'm just really very, very glad to be in the position I am to be able to offer a more competitive, game mode than ESL.
And the thing I like about this is there's actually a good reward to it.
Yeah, cash. Everyone loves it.
Yeah. dude, trust me, I would love to have some cash right now.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah, all right. So, a little bit back on topic for some of the league. So, if I'm correct, I heard Mavericks got signed to Apex?
That was of his own choice. He was not assigned to any team. He talked to me. And we kind of talked the whole Quack situation through, and we ended up deciding that, yes, he could rejoin the league. And he was like, okay, I'm thinking I'll join Apex, because he knows a lot of the Apex players. And I was like, I won't have any say in this. You can go on as a free agent. You can join a team tomorrow. It's up to you which team. I think I'd previously said in one of the podcasts, I thought there was a chance that he could have gone to Shadowside, because there's a lot of former unknown players there. There's a couple other, Ignited has a couple former unknown players. I thought there was a chance he could go there.
Did I say that he was going to go to Apex or something like that?
Who was it?
Me. I think didn't I say he was going to like sign to Apex?
Yeah, I think you may have. Yeah.
I'm actually surprised I called that.
Yeah, and to me, I guess it's not the hugest surprise. I could see him going anywhere else. I did kind of have in the back of my mind, he's probably going to pick Apex, just because he's got a great relationship with Galaxy, the team leader over there. They've known each other since year one, season one. So I could kind of, just with prior knowledge of that situation, I could kind of foresee that. But I could still foresee him, because he's played with Swifty for a while as well, and he's played with Deer Slayers for a while as well. So,
yeah, I think Apex was a good choice too. I mean, not to the other teams, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap at this point.
Yeah, joining a team that's still a little bit shaky, trying to figure out roles, having a very, very solid player who knows how teams play in Mavericks, just kind of helping steady them out, getting everything set there, maybe stabilizing Apex, giving them a better shot against Cynical.
Yeah. So what about what do you think about these this week's matchups?
Well, the streamed games tonight at 7 and 8:30. I'm very, very excited to see the Poseidon Team Clarity game at 7. That one is, I'm super, super psyched to see that one. That one's going to be a very good game. Two very good teams. Clarity obviously has proven themselves time and time again on the Rainbow Six ESL, on the ESL scene. And Poseidon, at least to me, they're a bit of a newer team, but they are also, they've definitely proven themselves, and both teams have had a solid lineup for a long time. So that'll be a fun game. And then the game at 8:30 is going to be Draggy versus Sentinel, the two newer teams. So that'll be good to see what the two new teams have in store for us. I got to head out, but thank you so much for having me, Moose.
All right, man. Nice to have you, Johnny. And that's going to be all for us, guys. Have a great one.